TK, we were talking before about Neymar and Dave Stanley saying he doesn't pass the ball. Well, Aaron has texted back in. Those numbers are for the World Cup.
Okay.
So Neymar has passed 37 more than any other striker in the game. So there you go, Dave Stanley. But it's time now to talk rugby league, and we've got our expert on the line, Bulldogs front rower Aaron Woods. Good morning, Woodsy.
Hello, boys. How are we?
Going well, mate. What are you doing in your week off?
Mate, we're actually training today. We've trained today and yesterday,
yep.
And we've got a couple of days off just to refresh up a little bit after a quite disappointing performance on the weekend. So just come in and work hard today and yesterday, and then yeah, just get away from footy for a couple of days, mate.
Before we get back to what unfolded at Belmore, mate, Woodsy, when you're preparing for a game or you're out there playing for a game and Freddie Fittler had to make the choice between Ryan James and Matt Prior, just a personal one, nothing right or wrong here. Who's harder to handle for you? Would you rather try and handle Matt Prior? Would you rather try and handle Ryan James?
I think it depends on the style of footy they're going to play, CK. You know, I think Prior is more the defensive, you know, keeps that middle real tight, yeah. Really good line speed. He has got a really good late offload as well in attack. But and then if you're going to go for that more attacking style, I suppose Ryan James, mate, you've all seen what he can do with the ball and how many tries he scores for a front row. So I think it's just whatever suits the style of footy that they're going to play on the Sunday night. So I'm sure it would have been a very tough decision for Freddie to pick. And, you know, Ryan James is so close. But, you know, Matt Pryde did pip him. But I'm sure James will still be in the mix come game three.
Were you disappointed, Woodsy? Your name wasn't mentioned?
Oh, you know, you probably get a little bit gutted that you're not there and that. But, you know, you got to move on. And, mate, I'm happy for a bloke like Matt Pryor. He's been playing some really good and consistent footy for a long time. You know, he won a comp 2 years ago, and, you know, it is what it is. And I've got to move on and worry about playing some good footy with Bulldogs.
Yeah, talking about playing good footy with the Bulldogs, disappointing performance, mate, on Saturday.
Yeah, mate, there's no way to put it, mate. We were awful. You know, we were flat. We had no energy. And you come out and play the ground like normal. All the boys were pumped up for it. And, yeah, just to put the performance that we did was, you know, for our fans, it was really disappointing. And, you know, we've come back and, you know, we're trying to figure out what went wrong. And, you know, we just can't put a finger on it yet. But, mate, we've got to be a lot better than that. It was quite disappointing for ourselves and our fans on the weekend.
Got to say, Woodsy, it's strange. And I want to know what the players sort of chat about at training. When you see Moses Mbai play for you at Belmore, then on Monday, you know, you see him in a Tigers jersey. A jersey you know pretty well, by the way. But do the players just accept it now, or is it having an effect?
Look, I think we've got to accept it. It's part of rugby league now. You know, for us and as a group, it would have been good maybe to finish the year with Moe, or, you know, you sort of work all those hard combinations throughout the year, and to lose someone that's so integral, he's part of our spine. You know, he's a really good attacking player for us, and to lose that is hard. But, you know, Mo didn't really want to go. It was just, you know, it's part of what happened at the club. You know, it was sort of, it's more of a business decision for the club. You know, everyone knows there's salary cap problems here at the moment. So, we're all happy for Mo, but, you know, we would have loved to have seen the season out, but, you know, it just didn't work that way for us.
Well, dear, how are you handling it all, mate? Because the last couple of years haven't been great. I mean, at the West Tigers, and the Tigers were struggling, and there was all speculation about whether you'd stay or whether you'd move on, and you made the decision to move on to the Bulldogs, and the Bulldogs, we all know the position they're in at the moment, and then missing out on the New South Wales team. So obviously you've got a lot of disappointment, but how do you handle it, and who do you lean on to talk to about it?
I'm not going to lie, Lord. It does get tough at times, you know. I think just the hardest thing is, you know, you find out in the media, or your mates come up to you and say, who are you playing for this week? Or you're at another club, or and little things like that. You know, they do get a little bit frustrating over time. And, you know, the biggest thing for me is I'm a rugby league player, so I've got to come in and, you know, whether I'm being linked to any club or if I'm still staying at the Dogs, you know, I'm going in to be a professional player, and I've got to do everything I do to get myself right for the weekend. You know, if I don't prepare well, and that's when, you know, if your mind's not on the job, you start becoming, you know, your headspace is not there, and that's how you get injured. And I've got a fair few people around me that do help me out a lot. You know, my mates are really good. You know, a couple of people I do speak to. You know, a lot of people know I talk to that Joe Weeby. You know, they call him the Whisperer. But yeah, it's just got to have good people around you to help you out. And like I said, there's some days that are tougher than others, but, you know, it's part of being a rugby league player. You have your ups and downs, and you know, it is a roller coaster journey, but, you know, it's one that I'm being, happy to be a part of.
Yeah. So you're not going anywhere at this stage?
No, mate, not that I know of, mate. I'm still here playing footy at the Bulldogs, ripping in and really enjoying it. Like I said, this club's been really good to me, and, you know, I was just disappointed with the performance we did as a side on the weekend. You know, they don't deserve that for a game at Belmore.
Yep. Well, I was going to say it's on again this weekend, but it's not on again this weekend. It's a standalone, so you've got plenty of time to think about. Woodsy, we thank you again for your time.
No, cheers, guys. Really appreciate having me.